And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, The Return of Christ and the Judgment. This message today is the seventh and final in a series of messages entitled, Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming. I shall read today from the book of the Revelation, chapter 22, beginning at verse 8. But before we read the scripture, I invite you to pause with me in just a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father and Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, before Thee we come today with grateful hearts for Thy blessings upon us. We thank Thee for the spiritual renewal that has already begun in the month of August. We pray that these days would be days of spiritual refreshing from Thee. Bless everyone who listens today to Worth Baptist Hour. For those who are without Christ, may they come to know Him. For those who need a Sunday school and church home, may they come today to visit with Worth Baptist. May the Holy Spirit suit a special blessing to every heart and every life listening to this broadcast in this hour, and give us revival in the summer, not only here at our church, but throughout our community and in the churches of our city and across the nation and around the world. May revival be experienced in these days of spiritual renewal. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for His sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now the Revelation chapter 22, I read beginning with verse 8. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. And he saith unto me, Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. The return of Christ and the judgment. I read in the Revelation 19:11 that Jesus Christ is coming to judge and to make war. Men in every age have thought of God as a God of love, a God of mercy, and a God of long-suffering. And I am happy to report to you that He is just that. He is a God of love, of mercy, and long-suffering. That He is a God of love is seen in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. That He is a God of mercy is seen in Psalm 100 and verse 5. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. That He is a God of long-suffering is seen in 2 Peter chapter 2 at verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning His promises, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God would have all men everywhere of Adam's race to experience salvation, because He is a God of grace. But there is something more about God that man must reckon with. God is a God of judgment. Paul declares in Hebrews chapter 10 at verse 31, It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Imagine, if you will, a puny, frail, finite, faltering man in the hands of the omnipotent, omniscient, and infinite God. The Bible is clear in its teaching that God is a God of judgment, a God of anger, and a God of wrath. As sure as God made man, He will also judge man. Solomon writes concerning the judgment in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. Solomon declares, Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every work into judgment, and every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Jesus warned of the judgment to come when He said in Matthew chapter 12 at verse 36, "Every idle word that man speaketh, he shall give an account of in the day of judgment." The Apostle Paul declares the day of judgment is coming in Acts chapter 17 at verse 31, when in his sermon on Mars Hill he says, "God commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because He hath appointed a day in the which He shall judge the world." In Hebrews 9:27 we read, "It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment." You, my beloved friend, are facing death. You are facing judgment. You are facing God. One of the reasons that men do not want to accept the fact that Jesus Christ is coming again is because they do not want to face up to the judgment which accompanies His return. When the Lord Jesus Christ returns in rapture for His own, He shall judge the saints. When He returns in revelation with His own to establish His kingdom upon the earth, He shall judge the nations. After He reigns upon His throne in Jerusalem over a kingdom of righteousness and peace for 1,000 years, He shall judge all unbelievers. I shall speak now of two separate and distinct judgments. First, I shall speak of the judgment of the unbeliever. And second, I shall speak of the judgment of the unbeliever. First, the believer, and then the unbeliever. Let us then observe the judgment of the believer. This judgment will take place after the rapture. It will take place in heaven. It is known as the judgment seat of Christ. And at this judgment seat of Christ, only believers will appear. Let the Apostle Paul speak concerning this judgment in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 at verse 10. Paul writes, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ." The judgment seat is the Bema in the city of Corinth, in the ruins of that ancient city in Greece. There is an elevated platform in the midst of what once was a stadium. This elevated platform is called the Bema, or the judgment seat. Those who participated in the Olympic Games, after they had finished their runs or their games, they were brought to the judgment seat, to the Bema, and there they were rewarded according to the manner in which they played or ran the race. Paul says we, as Christians, as believers, must appear. That is, we must be revealed at the Bema, the judgment seat of Christ. What will be revealed in that day? Whether a man is saved or lost? No. 10,000 times no. That is settled right on this earth in your lifetime. The thing that will be revealed in that day about the believer is the believer's works. Paul so declares in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 at verse 12 through verse 15, where Paul speaks of the one foundation, the Lord Jesus Christ. He enlarges upon that to say that men are building upon that foundation. Believers, Christians, are building upon the foundation of Christ. Some are building with gold, silver, and precious stone. Some are building with wood, hay, and stubble. Paul says that every man's work shall be tried. Those who build with gold, silver, and precious stone are building works that are acceptable, works that are usable. These represent the works of the believer that he has done to glorify God. Those who build with wood, hay, and stubble are building works that are unacceptable and unusable. These represent the works of the believer that are done for self-glory. How are you building today? For God's glory or for your own? Remember, every man's work must be tried. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ to determine our reward or loss of reward as believers. The essential purpose then of the judgment seat of Christ, the Bema, is to reveal the works of the believer and to reward the believer accordingly. Let Paul speak again from Romans chapter 14, verse 10 through verse 12, where he declares that we must everyone give an account of ourselves to God. You must give an account of your motives. You must give an account of your conduct, of your service, of your stewardship. You must in that day, at the judgment seat of Christ, give an account of your faithfulness as a Christian, as a believer. Let the prophet Malachi speak. In Malachi 3:16, the prophet speaks of God writing a book of remembrance. God is the great bookkeeper. He's keeping books today. He's writing all the time. He's writing those things that you do that will face you as a believer, as a Christian, at the judgment seat of Christ. This is the judgment of the believer, when we must all, as believers, appear before the judgment seat of Christ to receive those things done in our body, whether they be good or whether they be bad. And now I turn to the judgment of the unbeliever. This judgment will take place after the thousand-year reign of Christ. It is called the Great White Throne Judgment, and only unbelievers will appear at the judgment bar of God. Just as believers will be resurrected from the dead and given a resurrected body, so unbelievers shall be resurrected and given a resurrected body in that day. John writes in sombering terms about this awesome day. Listen to his indictment in the Revelation chapter 20 at verse 11. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was no more place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. What a day! What a courtroom! What a scene! What a throne! What a judge! The God of the universe, the Almighty, on the great white throne of judgment to judge every unbeliever. Every person outside the Lord Jesus Christ is headed for this judgment. Men of all races will be there. People of all nations and nationalities will be there. Kings in their royal robes will be there. Paupers in their mangy rags will be there. Murderers, whoremongers, liars, thieves, robbers, sinners of all magnitude will be there. But wait, good men will be there. Good men dressed in robes of self-righteousness will be there. Remember, Jesus said, not everyone that saith, Lord, Lord, shall enter in. Jesus said, many will come in that day and say, Lord, Lord, open to us. In thy name we have cast out demons. In thy name we've done this or that or the other. Jesus said, then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, all ye that work iniquity. Mister, you may break many appointments in your life, but there are two appointments that you must keep. One is with death, and the other is with judgment. It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. Skeptics and agnostics and unbelievers have always laughed at the idea of judgment. The people of Noah's day laughed, but the floods came and destroyed them all. The people of Lot's day laughed, but fire fell from heaven and destroyed the wicked cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. The people of Jeremiah's day laughed, but Jerusalem fell at the judgment hand of God into the hands of the Babylonians. Men today may laugh at the idea of judgment, but judgment is coming. Men today may laugh at the idea of hell, but it is real. Those who refuse the offer of God's mercy must endure the execution of God's wrath. My text declares, in that day the books will be open. The books that contain the record of every man's life from the cradle to the grave. Dr. Wilbur Penfield of the Montreal Neurological Institute writes, and I quote, man's brain contains a permanent record of his past. that is like a continuous strip of movie film, complete with a soundtrack. This film library records your whole life from childhood on. You can live again those scenes from the past one at a time when a surgeon applies a gentle electrical current to a certain place on your brain. There is a verse of scripture that should terrify every person who hears it. It's found in Romans 2:16. It reads like this: "The secrets of all hearts shall be revealed." Let me ask you, could it be that God in that day is going to confront you with your record? Sinner friend, today the Lord Jesus Christ stands willing and waiting and wanting to save you. Tomorrow, you must face Him as your judge. Remember, the Bible says, "Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Is your name written there? On that page, bright and fair, is your name written there? Beloved, you do not have to die in your sins. You do not have to stand at the great white throne judgment. You do not have to spend eternity in a lake of fire. Jesus Christ died for you. Jesus Christ stood at the bar of God's judgment for you. Jesus Christ suffered eternal punishment for you. All you need to do is trust Him this moment as your personal Savior. Pray the sinner's prayer, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner," and you can be saved. Until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your home, and upon your family. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.